If I were to start today's sermon by pointing to one of you and saying, quick, what was today's gospel passage about? You would likely say one of two things. You might say, oh my gosh, that was a mean trick to call on me like that, like I'm back in 10th grade history class. And then once you've collected yourself, you might say, today's gospel passage was about Jesus restoring the sight of a blind man. And you'd be right, of course. But today's passage from the Gospel of Mark is only partly about healing a blind man, just as Star Wars is only partly about spaceships. In the final verse of today's Gospel passage from Mark, Jesus tells blind Bartimaeus what to do, saying, go, your faith has made you well. And the Gospel says, immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. By the end of today's gospel reading, sight is restored to a blind man. Jesus has spoken true. The man's faith has made him well. And here's the part that we all need to focus on, even those of us who can see, which may be all of us in this room today. And that is Jesus' words to Bartimaeus, your faith has made you well. What does it really mean to be made well? Bartimaeus can now see, and to a blind person, perhaps nothing can come as close to true wellness as having your sight restored. Even those who've always had sight can likely appreciate that, because we speak of sight metaphorically, spiritually. It's so important. Most of us know that those words in the hymn Amazing Grace was blind, but now I see. Restoration of sight is central to Bartimaeus being declared well, but is it everything? Well, let's consider where Jesus and Bartimaeus go from here, because the gospel tells us that where Jesus leads, Bartimaeus will now follow. And in that sense, Bartimaeus does what others who have been healed by Jesus do, and that is, he essentially disobeys Jesus. When Jesus says, go, Bartimaeus stays and follows Jesus. So where did Jesus and Bartimaeus go from here? Well, in the very next verse, following the final one we read today, Jesus and his disciples, perhaps Bartimaeus right along there with them, approach Jerusalem. We all know where that leads, to Christ's passion, to the cross, and from there to the resurrection. And if indeed Bartimaeus does follow Jesus through those days to come, wellness will have to mean something different than just lack of infirmity. Because then wellness doesn't mean perpetual absence of troubles, because Lord knows Jesus and his followers faced many of those once they'd entered Jerusalem. Wellness may not mean a total lack of physical infirmities. St. Paul is very clear in his letters that he had those in spades. Wellness, or even happiness, does not mean that everything is hunky-dory. Benedictine monk David Steindl Rast says, we all know people who have lots of misfortune, and yet they are deeply happy. Being well, even being happy, is not just about having your sight or your hearing or two good knees. It's not about having the most satisfying job you could have, or the most considerate in-laws, or cleanest kitchen, or best credit rating, though we all want all of those things. Being well, truly well, has to be about something else, something deeper, something lasting. And in fact, Bartimaeus has got it. And it's not his eyesight, as deeply appreciated and treasured as that surely is. Bartimaeus knows that being well is about being so thankful to God for the blessings in his life and for each moment in his life that he wants to follow Jesus. Gratefulness to God for each moment in our life draws us closer to God in Christ which causes us to see the blessedness of each unearned moment in our lives, which leads to still more gratefulness, a virtuous circle. That doesn't mean that we're grateful for everything we experience in this life, but we are grateful for each moment we have to bring forth our best efforts, to pray to God, to gather with those we love, to seek healing or justice or peace. Following Jesus doesn't mean that you won't face struggles in this life, but it does mean that you won't face them alone. And it doesn't mean you'll get everything you want, but it does mean you'll appreciate and give thanks to God for what you do have, which will, in fact, increase your happiness in this life. Because in the end, it's not that happiness makes you grateful, but gratefulness makes you happy. So that like Bartimaeus, you will be made well. And like Bartimaeus, your gratitude will inspire you to follow Jesus. Amen.